All right, guys. So we're in Mechtav Hashlishi now, Ravalbi, page Mem Beis, if you're following along. And fascinatingly, this is a letter to the same Talmud that he was writing to in the first letter. If you recall, that first Talmud had been suffering from like depression, and he was felt down on himself because, and Ravalbi explained to him that it was because of Kinah. And it's because he was always looking at his friends and their milahs and not appreciating his own milahs. And the way to get out of it was to focus on your own advantages and great things that Hashem has given you, and that way you can achieve what you need to achieve. So this is a follow-up letter to that. And apparently there was a letter in between. You know, that we don't have, again, we don't have the letter that the Talmud wrote, but we can piece it together. So he says like this, Yedidi Yekar, Samachtani Bidvarecha. I was very happy from reading your words. So in other words, there was another letter in between. That's what's clear over here. Ruach Lecha Acharei Shekarata Ma Shekatavti Lecha Odos Kino. Not sure what Ruach here means. Maybe it means Revach. Maybe it means, space, like now you've gained after you read that which I wrote to you regarding Kenah, which is again that was what he said in the first letter. Because the way for you has been opened as to how to look at yourself, and how you should relate to your advantages and your disadvantages. But behold, in between your lines of your letter, I see. That I see that not everything that I wrote was so clear, and my letter needs a little bit of completion, means it needs a little bit more, needs more to be explained. Behold, you are on the way to discover yourself. But it's still heavy on you, the relationship or the lack thereof to your friends. You feel that you have still not yet found your place amongst your friends. And behold, you're suffering from this. There are among your friends those who have a great desire to stick out. And that really defines them. It really dominates them. Your soul shrinks away from this. It's mamish turned off from this. And correctly so. Aval, but you ask yourself, how should I behave? Should I not be involved with the should I not mix in with the social life of my friends at all? For sure, that's also definitely not the correct path. The correct step to take. Hashi'ifad lit baltut, the desire to stick out, to stand out, novat me'ator makor shemimenu novat hakena. It comes from the same place, the same source that jealousy stems from. Afarotet lit balit terem matzat atzmo. So even the person who wants to stick out, he's also has not yet found himself. Beta osher shechanano Hashem, and the great wealth that Hashem has bestowed upon him, b'ma'alot zichliot in his advantages in intellect and in soul, in his emotional state. He still hasn't found himself. He still does not yet appreciate himself, his own milas and chesronos. Af hu talui b'dat achirim. He is still dependent on other people. Shehem yashruho, that they will give him their approval. They'll hold by him, in quotes. Because without that, there's nothing that holds him. He needs others. He's living on other people. He depends on other people for his own worth. And that's why he needs to stand out. He needs to stand out that he gets the center of attention and then people praise him and etc. All that stuff. Lumadze, you know, corresponding to that or, you know, against that. Your own actions bring you close, or your own actions bring you farther away. Asei betoch hachevra, ma shetzarich lasot, you should do among your friends, you should do what needs to be done, mibli litchashev klal, im ze mosiv lecha kavod o lo, without considering at all whether this will add honor to yourself or take away honor from yourself. You need to do what's right, b'kitzer, and irrespective of what that's going to impact your social life. You need to do what you think it needs to be done. Azor l'achirim, help others, u'makom she'esh latet yad le'eze avodah, and in a place where you need to lend a hand for certain some avodah, the davar katan or gadol, for something big or small, sham tiyeh ben ha'menadvim, then that's where you should be, amongst those that are volunteering. Mechol chevra zkukim mechaverim ha'memunim al sidarim mesuyamim. In every group of in every social circle, you need to have certain of the chevra, certain of the friends, that are like appointed to take care of certain things. Gam b'chei ha'yeshiva rabot hein ha'izdamniyot ben tzrichim lemanot memunim ledvarim mesuyamim. And also in the life of the yeshiva, there are many, many opportunities and chances when a person, where they need to appoint somebody to be in charge of certain things. Do not push yourself into these kinds of appointments. But if it does become your turn to be appointed, do what is placed upon you with seriousness and with mesiras nefesh, really give yourself over to it. So again, don't be pushy. Don't push your way into those positions because, there's a certain amount of power there, a certain amount of responsibility. Don't push your way into it, but on the other hand, don't shirk it. Don't refuse to take that responsibility when it's given to you. Don't run away from it. And when you are given it, take it seriously. With this, you will become accustomed to being responsible. For the whole. Imze, with this, takpid al shmiras kol sidarecha. You still have to be makpid about keeping all your sidarim, all your learning. You're in yeshiva, you're learning 3 sidarim a day. Now that you get put in charge of, I don't know, midnight snack. Okay? A call out to JP. You get put in charge of midnight snack. Don't make sure that you don't take away time from night seder to take care of that. Make sure that you do it before night seder or whatever it is. Make sure that you take care of your sederim and keep on learning in your normal way. That you should not cancel your sederim under any circumstances because of your job job for the tzibur that you were given. Because if this job, if this appointment that you received will become an excuse, a matla is an excuse to bittul, to canceling or to being lacking, lackadaisical, in your personal avoda, right? Because what is this guy saying? He's saying, oh, now I have a job for the tzibur, so I can't be learning as much as I could. I can't do as much mussar as I would, whatever. I have to, kind of like put myself on the back burner in order to help the tzibur. If that's what happens, if that becomes what's going on, then he's losing his reward in that which in his loss. Because the person will become empty from a standpoint of ruchnis. And then he'll have an opening to become accustomed to being satisfied with dealing with things that are not so important, trivial things. They don't have any real serious content. Okay? Obviously, this doesn't apply to JP, but like, for example, somebody who is in charge of, I don't know what, take Torah and Sfarim, right? So he's in charge of Torah and Sfarim. So he spends all day long in the base, collecting the Sfarim. So again, obviously that it is important, and it's important for everybody, and it helps everybody, et cetera, et cetera. There's nobody saying that's wrong, but it's removed of tochen for himself. It doesn't really give him advancement in his avodas Hashem. And then he's going to become, but he's going to feel good about himself, right? He feels good that he is cleaning up the base, he's cleaning up all the garbage, whatever it is. He feels good about himself because he does these things, and that can be, you know, falsely, but it could be a replacement for true growth. And that's what he's warning against. He's saying that that is a terrible thing. That should never happen. You have to be very careful about that. Again, not to not do it. Each person should do it, but he has to also be careful to make sure that he's also continuing his own growth. Shuv, I'm not going to suppress ki ben Torah aluli od regish lechavod, that a ben Torah is going to be sensitive to kavod. He's going to be sensitive. V'davka beglal malaton, it's specifically because of his high level. Hino chaye chay ba'olam ruchani, behold, he lives in a spiritual world. U'b'meshach shnot limudo, and in the continuation of his years of learning, yitrechech m'meila migasas ataybos, ha'boros k'ayom ba'olam, he's necessarily going to become distanced from those very gas, those very coarse taivas that are burning in the world today. And even his yetzer, even his inclination, is going to be wearing a robe of spirituality. Chemdas hakavod hi yoter ruchanit mechemdas tanugim gasim. A desire for kavod, a longing for kavod, for honor, is actually more spiritual than a longing for just physical pleasures. This is what Chazal said. Kol agadol mechaber yitzro gadol mimenu. The greater you are than your friend, the greater your yitzhar is. Kolomer, that is to say, im hitaluto ruchanit shel adam, that with a person's getting higher in ruchnis, niye gam yitzro l'ruchani yoter. And it's also his yetzahara for ruchnius things will get greater. Like he just said, maybe his desire for fine foods might go down, but he's going to be more desirable for kavod, which is a more spiritual kind of yetzahara. So that's a trap. It's a trap for the Talmud Chacham. Lachein al ben Torah yizahar b'miuchad midimyonot shel kavod l'bal ish kashel b'em. Therefore, it is on the ben Torah specifically to be very careful about false kavod, which is something that he can very easily fall into this trap. Af mitzad sheni, but mitzad from the other hand. Chaya ben Torah lakpir al atzmo v'alavuato. Ben Torah is absolutely obligated to be makpid on himself and on his appearance. Tamar Chacham shenim tzor revav al bigdo, it says in the Gemara, that if a Tamar Chacham is found with a stain on his shirt, so then chayav miso. It's chayav misa because it's like a chil Hashem. Ha'ochel b'shuk pasol le'edus. The person who is eating in the shuk, right? He just, you know, he goes to Machne Yehuda and he grabs what is it? Flames over there. You know, he gets some flames and he starts like popping those poppers into his mouth as he's going through the shuk. Pasol le'edus. He's pasol le'edus. He's considered to be not able to be a witness in court. Because since he's not makbid, he's not careful about his own disgrace, veshbalato, and his own loneliness, he doesn't care about lying and becoming more embarrassed, as it says in the Gemara Kiddushin. Behold, a person therefore is obligated to be makbid, to be careful about his appearance and his clothing. Obviously you're not supposed to exaggerate it, and you know, to the point where you're, you know, involved in all sorts of extras. Silsul literally means to like curl your hair, wave your hair. But over here, motor is extras. So it means like you shouldn't be like, you know, completely frilled with all these extras. And true kavod is lo amako mechabed et adam. It's not the place that gives kavod to a person. El ha'adam mechabed mekomo. Rather, a person gives kavod to his place. Mabat chiyuvi al kol adam ve'al kol davar.
a positive outlook on every person and on everything that happens in your life. She'ifa, aspiration, lirot bechol davar, to see in everything, at a tzadah chiyuvi, at the positive side of it. Vishtarlut lehamid kol davar b'mkomo nachon, and trying to place everything in their proper place. Beli hafraza, without exaggeration. Zui agisha aufyanit, this is the normal way. Talmid Chacham Amiti. This is like the true character trait of a Talmid Chacham. Ezu mechubad amechaved ezebrios. Who is considered, who gets honor? Somebody who honors everybody else. That's like it says in Pirkei Avos. So, the chay of the chevra. How do you live in the social life? So he's saying, you have to, you certainly should not be trying to push yourself into the spotlight. You should not try to take on, you know, push yourself into places to get, you know, those jobs that people need to give out. On the other hand, you should not shirk your responsibilities, and you should take on those jobs when offered to you, or when you fit the role, and you should take those jobs seriously. You have to be careful about how you look and how you appear. That's important as well. And the most important thing is to give honor to others, to help out when needed, to do that which needs to be done without thinking about your kavod, and will this gain me kavod, will it take away my kavod? Those should not be your cheshbonos. That is the way a person should live his life in the chevra. Shkoyach, everybody. Have a great week.